Dying to Please by Linda Howard. To two wonderful people and dear friends, Phyllis and Basil Bacon, your friendship is a treasure. Chapter 1. The ceiling fans stopped. Sarah Stevens was so accustomed to the slight whirring noise of the fan that the lack of it immediately awakened her. She cracked open one eye and peered at her digital clock, but there weren't any bright red numerals shining back at her. She blinked in sleepy confusion, then realized what was wrong. The electricity had gone off. Oh, great. She rolled over onto her back, listening. The night was quiet. There was no rumble of thunder to signal a violent spring storm in the vicinity, which would have explained the loss of power. She didn't close the curtains at night, since her rooms faced the back, where the grounds had privacy fencing, and through her bedroom windows she could see the faint gleam of starlight. Not only was it not raining, the sky wasn't even cloudy. Maybe a transformer had blown, or an auto accident might have taken down a utility pole. Any number of things could have caused the power outage. Sighing, she sat up and reached for the flashlight she kept on the bedside table. Regardless of why the electricity was off, her job was to minimize the effect it would have on Judge Roberts. Make certain he wouldn't be inconvenienced more than necessary. He didn't have any appointments in the morning, but the old dear was fussy about what time he had breakfast. Not that he'd be cranky about it, but any change in his routine upset him more now than it had even a year before. He was 85. He deserved to have breakfast when he wanted it. She picked up the receiver of the telephone. It was a landline, so the loss of power wouldn't affect it. Cordless phones were great until the electricity went off.